Bombers champion, these days managers to the stars, Adam Ramanauskas is part of the family here. He's back again on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Rama.
Very good morning, Harf. How are you going?
Going well, not as well as you, though. You're at the backyard, I can see today.
Yeah, I'm out in the backyard. The renovation will be coming to its conclusion today. So the benchtop goes in the kitchen and we are done.
Gee. We are done. Nice work.
How's
that feel, Whitey?
To finish as you. I was scared the hell out of me before someone was climbing on the roof. And I thought it was a possum. But it was a bloody big possum if it was a possum, but it wasn't. We're a long way away from completion.
Well, we would have been completed a long time ago, but we had a couple of little bit of issues getting a delivery from Italy, as you would expect at the moment. So we're probably a little bit behind schedule, to be honest with you.
Oh, so you're that fancy schmancy that you're getting stuff from Italy.
Well, not fancy schmancy. My father-in-law has always got his kitchens from Italy, so I thought, why not jump on board?
I'm getting mine from Morwell, so it shows the difference between you and I at the moment.
There's always been a difference, Whitey.
I just go to Bunnings. Bunnings is where I get mine. Put it together myself. That's a renovation in my house. Hey, Rama, are we playing footy soon or not? What do you know?
Well, I think we're edging ever so closer to that. Now, announcement's imminent, to be honest with you, around when that's going to come back. I still feel there's a little bit of water to go under the bridge. Obviously, there's a lot of conversations happening with health professionals now. I think the AFL have an idea of when they definitely want it to come back. But now it's getting the tick of approval from all governments, not just the Victorian government. They need it from all governments, because if they're going to play and it looks more and more likely that they may go down this hub path, that they need the tick of approval from all state governments and all state health officials.
So what does that look like in terms of the hub lineup if it happens in Victoria, let's say, Rama? Is it a Victorian team players at home and others in hotels, interstate players in hotels, or is everyone in a hotel? Or how's it going to look? Because you would imagine there'd be some level of advantage for players who are at home throughout their the normal course of the week.
Well, I actually heard something really weird the other day about a hub. Now, one of the hubs may be in South Australia, but without Port Adelaide or Adelaide in that hub. So
what?
I'm not quite sure how that would... Yeah, exactly. That was my exact reaction. How can that be possible? Why would you be moving two teams that live in the state? So I still think these are the questions that still need answering. And I think the AFL are waiting on this and how that all should work.
Well, I think, Rama, to answer that question, it takes away any advantage that Adelaide and Port Adelaide would have if they had a hub set up in South Australia. And I think that's going to be the real conundrum for the AFL, that if it is, as Travis Old said yesterday, that one of the options is to have one hub, which will be in Melbourne, the disadvantages that is going to be for the Western Australian clubs, the Queensland clubs, etc., that they're not going to be able to sleep in their own bed. Like Collingwood would be able to do, probably. Or do everyone have to sleep in hotels? I don't know. But it's going to be hard to find a situation where it's not going to be a compromise setup. And that's just the reality of the 2020 season.
Well, are we past that, though? Are we past the worrying about who's got an advantage or a disadvantage?
Well, I think we are to a point, but I think, you know, we've talked about this the whole way along. This season's always going to have an asterisk next to it, because it's just going to be so different to what has ever happened before. What I think the AFL have just got to be a little bit careful about is to make sure that 2021's not compromised. And I think that's something that I'm sure they're thinking about as well, Ramo, because you don't want a situation where the season goes so late that then next season can't start until, you know, May or late April, that then, you know, we've got to try and get it back to normality as quickly as possible. And if that means that this season is just one of those seasons, then that's the way it is.
Well, I know, obviously, the players have committed to playing as long as possible, but I know they've also committed to going back to pre-season training when necessary for the 21 season. So to get that, as you're speaking about, to get that underway again as on time.
So what's late as possible? Because Travis Old talked about October and maybe November yesterday. Yeah. I mean, I I can't imagine that the AFL would want to interfere into cricket space.
No, of course not. And I think the ideal scenario is they're finished by September, the end of September, as they normally would. But that probably doesn't quite work as it stands right now. But the players, they're not saying, well, it has to be finished on this time. They're saying we're prepared to do whatever's necessary, and we'll finish when you tell us to finish. That's really, they're not putting any demands anywhere on the AFL to say it has to be finished at this time at all.
Well, that's a good thing to do. That's a smart play from everyone involved, I think. And I know that they need to be involved in the conversation, the players, but I reckon there's a fair bit of this that needs to be taken out of their hands, and the administrators need to just make 100%. The calls, and we just have to back them in. We've put them in charge for a reason, and we'll keep you up to date with what's happening, and if there's any real opposition, then we'll talk about it. But can you just trust us on this one? This is quite an extraordinary circumstance. Just let us do our work.
And I think the beauty of that half is every player I know that I manage and that TLA manage just want to play football again. They're 100% committed to however it looks and whatever it takes. They're willing to do that.
How are the players, Rama? Your players? And I'm not any way trying to link them to possibilities that we saw with Lachie Hunter last week, but dealing with the lack of structure. The football industry is a highly structured, very intense world, and if that's taken away for a period of time, unscheduled, like end of season is a bit different, but throughout a period where normally they are so regimented, so structured, and that's not there anymore, how are they dealing with it generally?
Well, some of them are extremely bored at the moment. There's no doubt about that. And you speak about that structure half that they've had that for so long in their life now. You know, we're talking guys from year one through to in some cases, year 15. So not having that structure in their life for an extended period of time is really, really hard. Not having somebody tell them what to do, where to be, how to do it is quite tricky for those guys. We spoke last week about, you know, players not having to send in GPS information about how they're training and what intensity they're training at. So some are finding it really, really tricky from that sense. But I think as a whole, most guys have really embraced it. They've embraced it to a point where they're comfortable in the fact that they know it's different. They know it's more than football, what the country, what the world is facing at the moment. So they're, in a way, I guess they're just riding the wave and doing what they're told and being as open and transparent as they possibly can with not only me or their manager and their football club.
This is an opportunity for people in your position, Rama, managers of players, to maybe use this as a chance to educate about what life might look like a little bit when it's all over, when the game's taken away from them for whatever reason, injury or delisting, or it's just time, that this is sort of how life will be, and you need to start to plan for life outside of football.
Yeah, of course. But I don't think life's going to be sort of staying at home in lockdown for so many hours, obviously. But there is some guys, and I'm talking assistant coaches here, that have gone and got themselves jobs. You know, whether it be, you know, I know there's a couple that are stacking shelves at Coles or Woolworths at the moment. There's a couple that are doing some labouring work for building companies to make sure that they've got some sort of wage coming in at the moment, because they're obviously not getting paid by the football club at the moment because they're stood down. So there's a lot of difference there with guys that have only known football half, guys that you played football against for 20 or 30 plus years that are having then to walk into society and go, oh, okay, this is what it's all about now. And players are very much the same. But the good thing about that is players are mentioning a lot to me is that we understand that this is not just about football. It's not about me at the moment. This is about making sure that we get to a point within Australia, within the world, where it's safe again.
Righto, that's good feedback from you. Good feedback. And Romanaskis joined us by Ms. Champ, these days, man.